This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class. And I just wanted to share with you my thoughts very quickly about what you just heard with some commercial announcements. I agree. You can expect expanded food shortages. Now, that's not what the commercial said. But I've been saying this for quite some time. Expect expanded food shortages soon, this year. And shortages of everything else soon. We've been talking about capacitors. We've been talking about how important they are. We're talking about how necessary they are. And you should find out what capacitors you need, and you should get them. That's my advice, my personal advice to the class, for your air conditioning systems. Unless you don't care about air conditioning. For your electric motors, hard start kits, H-A-R-D, S-T-A-R-T, K-I-T, for your compressors and your refrigeration equipment, freezers, refrigerator freezers, chest freezers, etc. Consider doing that. But make sure you get the right size hard start kits. Make sure you get the right compressor. The right capacitors. Bert's with us, and live in California, Bert Bertonis. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Glad to be here. And, hey, let me throw out one more thing on capacitors since you mentioned it. You know, a lot of times you're working on something, repairing it, and you can't find the right value. So, you know, it calls for 500 microfarads, let's say, in a capacitor. And you're thinking, I fixed things before, and you know what? I don't have 500, but I have 1,000. Let me put in 1,000. Let me put in 2,000. Well, just to warn the class, it doesn't always work like that with capacitors. In some cases, if it's a power supply, that absolutely would be true. You can put in a bigger filter capacitor, for instance, in a power supply. But in a lot of things, like timing circuits, and capacitors are used in timing circuits for sure, or even starter motors, things like that, you're best to really zero in on the capacity you need. More is not always better in terms of a capacitor. Just throwing that out there, Vince.
Okay. And, Bert, what about capacitance in series and in parallel? What if we had, let's say we had the need for 100 microfarads, and we had other capacitors, could we put them in series or parallel to get us to 100? Let's say we had different values,
yeah,
like 50.
Well, parallel works best. So in parallel, you just simply add them up, and you just have to make sure that the weakest one of those is not below the voltage rating. Higher voltage rating, actually, that's better. Probably it'll last longer if you're, 50% under the voltage rating, that's actually a good thing. So you put them in parallel, you just add them up. Series is a funny thing with capacitors, and it's not always intuitive. If you put them in series, your capacity goes down. Now, if they're both equal, it goes by half. If they're not equal, there's a little mathematical formula to calculate what it is, but it's going to be less. But the voltage will go up. Now, the other thing with capacities in series, you can put them back-to-back in terms of polarity, and you've created a non-polarized capacitor, which will still work in a polarized circuit, but the one thing you don't want to do is put a polarized capacitor into a polarized circuit, let's say a power supply, and put it in backwards in terms of the voltage plus and minus. I did that a long time ago as a little kid building radios, And the capacitors don't like that. Then, you know, I'll just cut right to the chase. More often than not, they blow up.
Yeah, bang. Yeah, I wanted to say very quickly, and we have Lee in Ohio on hold, and he wanted to ask you a couple questions. And by the way, we're not going to take any more calls today. Lee, we'll put you on for just a couple minutes, and Bert's got a full slate today on the blackboard. But I was talking with Jeff Walters at True Manufacturing yesterday. I mentioned this hour number one. And I said, Jeff, I have this theory that capacitors failing. I mentioned that we had a whole bunch of capacitor failures, about five of them in 1 month. And I said, I think it's for two reasons. Actually, it's three. Age, they degrade over time, and they quit. They fail. Two, voltage variations. So if the voltage of a starting capacitor for a motor is low, that's really rough on the capacitors. And three, temperature, heat. Heat destroys capacitors. So we had like the trifecta of events happening simultaneously to cause capacitor failures. The excruciatingly high temperatures, over 100 degrees. The low voltage. So you look at the grid, and the grid cannot supply the voltage because everybody's got his air conditioning system on. So what's happened is the voltage just keeps going down and down and down. And I know it for a fact. I watch it. I've got a meter in our kitchen that tells me the instantaneous voltage. And typically we're over 123 volts. So like 123.7, let's say. Average. And I'm seeing it down 121, 122. So it doesn't sound like a lot, but the lower the voltage, the harder it is for an electric motor to start. What does that mean? Electric motor runs your outside air conditioning compressor. Electric motor runs your refrigerator in your kitchen, your freezer in your basement or your garage or your kitchen, your washing machine, your dishwasher, your ceiling fans. So the heat and the reduced voltage and the spikes of that we're seeing on the grid from these changes in switching of the grid, put all that together, the spikes, the surges, whatever you want to call it, the heat and the age, they fail. And now we've got Taiwan in the mix. Nancy went over there. Taiwan's encircled. Taiwan is having trouble shipping anything out of Taiwan. Taiwan might be starved out. China discontinued talking with the United States. Pretty soon, they may say, and by the way, y'all, you don't need capacitors, do you? Or other stuff that we make? How about that? Get what you need right now, right now, right now, right now. And if you want that list, you can go to 5MinuteUniversity.com. And there's the list of things I recommend you consider getting right now. I'm not saying waste money. I'm just saying look at this list. It's all written for you. Hundreds of items that you should consider. Do you need them? If you need them, can you afford them? If you can afford them and you need them, you ought to consider getting them. If the price is reasonable. Unless you think it's going to go up in price, and then even an unreasonable price might sound good. Bert, any quick comments, and we'll put Lee on.
No. Let's hope China doesn't punch below the belt, and stopping capacitors, that'd be a red line. I'm being half facetious because probably most people don't know what they are, but. It's funny because it's the one item that's in almost everything.
Bert, let me just ask you very, very simply. If we took today capacitors out of the equation, meaning anything that has capacitors, we're not making anymore. Let's say that happened. What would that mean? That means would everything stop in about, on average, a few years, 7 years at the most?
Hard to envision, Vince, but there's capacitors in everything. conductor is one of the first electrical elements created. Of course, you can throw resistors in there, so you have CLR.
Okay, so Bert, I'm looking across the computer, the studio desk, right? So I've got a microphone mixer, plenty of capacitors in there. I'm looking at three keyboards, capacitors in there. I'm looking at a headphone amplifier, capacitors in there. I'm looking at a high-speed digital link, proprietary link to GCN, capacitors in there. I'm looking at computer monitors, three of them, capacitors in there. Keyboards, mic mixer, keyboards. Keyboards have capacitors. I'm looking at an Antique Technics by Panasonic stereo amplifier that I hit the button when I go to a commercial break. So if I need to run to the kitchen and get some coffee, I can do that, and I can still hear, you know, with the speakers that are hanging on the wall, the little JBLs, what's happening, and I can run back in, you know, be at the microphone on time. And even the speakers have capacitors.
They do, in the crossover network.
That's exactly right.
Yep. Hey, Vince, that Technics receiver, just throwing it out there, I know you don't have a lot of spare time, but if you really like it and it's close to your heart, one day when you don't have much more going on, and I know that's probably no day, open it up, take a look at the power supply. You might want to just preemptively put new electrolytics in the power supply, because if your power supply blows, more likely than not, it's going to wipe out the rest of the receiver or the amp.
You know,
you might want to take a look at that.
Great comment. Great comment. And when I was talking to Jeff yesterday, Jeff Walters at True Manufacturing, the freezer and refrigeration and refrigerator manufacturing company, I asked him exactly that. I said, Jeff, so just one more question, Jeff. So if capacitors last, let's say, I don't know, we think they're going to last 10 years maybe. How about we replace them preemptively at 7 years? What do you think? He said, it's hard to tell when they're going to fail. Great idea. So you, Jeff, and I are all on the same page. Bert, we've got Lee in Ohio. Lee, welcome. We've got just a couple minutes.
Right on. Thank you for taking my call. So, Bert, you helped your hairstylist a while ago, and I thought that was pretty cool. I like that. You know, had her on, and it was beautiful that you did that. I have a question for you, Bert, and you may not be able to answer it today, but maybe you can address it next week. And it would be, I believe that I, first I should say this, I'm digitally challenged. I could send you a letter faster than I can send you a text message. If you understand what I mean, what I just said, I'm digitally challenged, really. A letter would make it to you before I could send you a text message, and that's how bad I am. But this is the question. I believe that some of my stuff ended up on OfferUp, and I'd like to contact them and go back and say, hey, can I look at some records that took place earlier this year and just see if some of my stuff was on there? Is that something that can be done? Have you ever heard of anything like that? So it was stolen, and you know, I just kind of think, you know, that's what happened. But, I wouldn't know, you know, and it's one of the things that I'd like to do. Is that possible?
I'm not familiar with that site, OfferUp, but we can look into it for you.
Yeah, OfferUp's just whatever. Anyhow, thank you for your time, guys. Can't wait to hear the rest of the broadcast.
Thank you, Lee. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
All right, Bert and I will be right back. You know, one of the questions I wanted to ask Lee is why does he listen to USA Papers? I'm always interested in hearing that.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Just a quick update on the campground. Yesterday, while I was on the air and the rest of the day, Mrs. Finelli and our son were working on the children's playset. And it needed to be restained, redwood stain. It looks magnificent. They did a great job. And hopefully it'll be installed this weekend. And right now they are at the campsite and they are working on the fire pits, the six fire pits, to make sure that they're as safe as we can make them. So we are diligently working on it. It looks like the fire conditions are improving, so it looks like we'll be able to open up soon. We expected to already be open up, but the weather was not conducive. It was just unbearable. You couldn't camp in it. It was just 15 minutes outside. It was just all anybody could take. So we're working on it, and we want to bring it to you as soon as possible. And I'm not kidding. We are furiously, feverishly working on it. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, keep us posted on how that's going. So, hey, Vince, real quick, I don't usually do this, but I wanted to read a letter on the air that I just received, actually email. So the background is Guy had posted on Facebook about his new Corvette that he bought and, you know, kind of showing off a little, I guess. But, he worked hard to get to this point in his life, and he just, you know, posted it to share with his friends. So someone then posted that, hey, do you know how much money you could have fed thousands of people with the money you paid for that car? Do you know how that money could have been used instead of you buying that? So he thought about it and wrote a response, and that's in the letter I received. So let me read it real quick for class. Guy looked at my Corvette the other day and said, I wonder how many people could have been fed for the money that sports car cost you. I replied, I'm not really sure. But it did feed a lot of families in Bowling Green, Kentucky, who built it. It did feed the people who made the tires at Goodyear. It did feed the people that made all the other components that went into it. It certainly fed the people at the copper mine who mined all the copper for the wire that's in the car. It fed the people at Caterpillar who make the trucks other things. It fed the trucking people who took it from the plant to the dealer. And it fed the people working at the dealership I bought it at and their families. But I have to admit to you, I don't really know for sure how many people it fed. And, of course, that sparked a lively discussion on the Internet. And what he summed it by saying, this is the difference between capitalism and socialism. When you buy something, you're putting money in other people's pockets, and you're giving them dignity for your skills. When you give somebody something for nothing, you rob them of that dignity and their self-worth. And he summed it up. Capitalism is freely giving your money in exchange for something of value. Socialism is having the government take your money against your will and give it to someone else for doing nothing. Have a nice day. So I just thought I'd throw that out there for class, Vince.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting you brought that up. I've been mentioning in class that I have discussions with instructors, and they come up with things at the same time I do, and independently, you know, without saying, hey, let's think about such and such, and we'll talk, you know, next week. We come up with the same thoughts. I had that exact discussion with Andy Gibbs, a USA Prepares instructor, yesterday. He and I talked probably 30 minutes about that concept where you can help people and teach them how to do things so they can start their own business, how they can be productive, how they can improve their lives, how they can make everything better in this world where everything is broken. Very good point. Mr. Corvette did an outstanding job writing it, and you did an outstanding job in presenting it. Bert, you know, we're going to have to double your compensation. You're just superb in your delivery and your thought process in so many areas.
Double compensation. Like two capacitors in series or two capacitors in parallel?
Well, I think it would be two capacitors in series separated by an air gap.
Oh, that sounds about right.
That means zero, right? We'll be right back. That was great, Bert. Thank you so much.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After a dozen whistleblowers came forward to describe political favoring in the FBI, Director Christopher Wray was demanded to the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday.
When I read the letter that describes the kinds of things that you're talking about, I found it deeply troubling.
One of the complaints, the Biden laptop is filled with wrongdoing evidence, yet the FBI has done nothing since taking possession of the laptop in 2019. The Department of Justice filed civil rights charges Thursday against four Louisville police officers over the drug raid that led to the death of Breonna Taylor in 2020. A wrong-way driver is in custody after plowing through a parade in New Mexico. The incident left multiple people, including two police officers, injured. It happened in Gallup, about 140 miles west of Albuquerque. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As the recession has taken hold of the American economy, D.C. politicians are still considering the Inflation Reduction Act. Dr. Kevin Roberts, president of the Heritage Foundation, calls this bill deceitful legislation.
Only in Washington could you take something that would be so devastating to the economy, as those economists point out, and call it the Inflation Reduction Act. It would do the exact opposite. So once again, looking at this through the lens of the average American, I would call the forgotten American for this administration, it's going to have devastating consequences. The direct taxation, the indirect taxation, the burden of those costs has to be borne by someone, and it's going to be on the backs of average Americans. Senator Sinema, Senator Manchin, President Biden are all trying to be cute at best with their rhetoric, you know, at worst, and in reality, they're being really disingenuous. This is a terrible, terrible piece of legislation that will have tremendous political consequences.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is facing sanctions from China over her trip to Taiwan. The Chinese foreign minister said despite Beijing's firm opposition, Pelosi insisted on visiting Taiwan, seriously interfering in China's affairs. After a Russian court sentenced WNBA player Brittany Griner to 9 years in prison for a drug smuggling conviction on Thursday, Russia said Friday it was ready to discuss a prisoner swap with WNBA player Brittany Griner. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why are
you
your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I'm sorry I have to comment on this. I just heard the Inflation Reduction Act being discussed in the news. It's really simple, class. If our government wanted to reduce inflation, all they have to do is stop government travel, stop government spending, stop government waste, stop government-sponsored wars, make rules that say all durable products will be repairable and easily serviceable. Teach reading, writing, arithmetic, history, and science in schools. That's all I have to do. That would get it under control. Because people would know how to evaluate products. They wouldn't buy overpackaged things. We wouldn't be polluting the oceans. We wouldn't be polluting the earth. And we wouldn't be polluting the air. And we buy nothing from communist China. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, you know, Vince, I think the last couple of years have proven probably the most basic concept in economics, which is if you spend more money than the economy can support, you create inflation. I mean, it's so obvious, it's so simple, and it's been proven, and really has nothing to do with what political party you're in or if you're independent or whatever. It's just simply a case where we have a problem. The last thing you want to do is throw gas on the fire. I mean, I don't get it, because spending more money right now by the U.S. government, it achieves virtually nothing. And you said stop spending. Really, all they have to do is, if they could just reduce spending, it would be something positive. But the fact that they call it the anti-inflation bill, the other thing I'm amazed at, Vince, is there seems to be this thought from people who, you know, get to high points in government that somehow we don't get it, that they can talk down to us like that. Like, to call it the anti-inflation bill, it's like, how dumb do they think the populace is? And I get it. A lot of people ignore a lot of things and they don't pay attention. And I get all that. But I think it's sort of like a slap in the face to think that we're going to, oh, yeah, this bill's great. It's going to decrease inflation. There's absolutely no way I can think of that spending more money causes less inflation. It's like putting a square peg into a round hole or vice versa. It just doesn't compute. I mean, there's almost nothing you can spend money on that's going to reduce inflation. You know, I see, okay, maybe at the ports where there's congestion, you can, you know, improve the offloading of cargo from ships or something like that. Well, you know, we're talking about, you know, less than 1% of the problem. Spending more money causes more inflation, period. Now, you know, there might be some things we have to spend money on. We have to build roads. We need to have a defense force. There's certain, you know, there's disadvantaged people that maybe we do need to support that can't help themselves. There's some things government need to spend money on. But this bill, it's virtually nothing in it that is going to actually reduce inflation. And I don't get how they can throw it at us and call it the anti-inflation bill. Vince?
Bert, hour number one today, I read a thank you letter that I wrote to True Manufacturing Company. It's in Missouri. They manufacture high-end, top-quality, world-class, best-in-class refrigerators, freezers for commercial applications. I mean, this company is truly outstanding, and I have one of their units manufactured in 2009. And I called yesterday for tech support, and Bert, you know, you know me pretty darn well. You know that I ask questions to get, you know, to the point. Sometimes I ask three different ways to get to the point to make sure that I fully understand what was said. Okay, and my questions go deep. Well, every single one of the questions that I asked the tech support contact person at True Manufacturing was answered, and I got more information than I asked for. Okay, very, very unusual. And so at the end of the conversation, I mean, seriously, how often do you call and you get someone who's not reading a script on the screen? Well, the screen, hold on, let me read this screen, says, and then they read you the script on the screen, because they don't really know the answer. They have to read the answer. So they're reading it for the first time while you're hearing them read their screen at, you know, the corporate website for their tech support people. Well, I asked this gentleman, his name is Jeff Walters at True Manufacturing. I said, so Jeff, you've been able to answer every one of my questions. You got all the information. It never happens. How long have you been doing this? He said, well, he was in the field for about 22 years. So before he got to the point where he was on the phone talking to customers, he was out there doing it, turning wrenches, loading refrigerants, changing defective parts, testing with a volt ohm amp meter, doing all of those things. He was doing them. Then, after 22 years, then he's on the phone. That's how come he knew. That is the America that used to exist, that no longer exists. And that's why I said we need to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, history, and science. Because, Bert, you got to where you are because you loved science. I love science, too. And we have a curiosity. We want to know more. And I asked this gentleman about refrigeration chemistry, refrigerant chemistry, and he knew the answer. He knew the elements that were in the composition of refrigerants. Now, tell me somebody else who could just spout that off the top of his head. And there are like about 100 different refrigerants. And he knew the chemistry. Amazing. Impressive. But that's what it takes to be outstanding. And we've lost it. So there's one guy I know that can do it. And his name is Jeff Walters, my newest friend. Never met him. Only talked to him on the phone. Impressive as can be. So I just wanted to share that. Back to you, Bert.
Yeah, Vince. So we discussed a lot of diverse topics. So I'm going to take a big, huge left turn. And somebody sent me a letter, which I thought was absolutely fascinating, something I'd never heard of. It's called a solar gravitational lens. And this might open up ability for us to observe the galaxy, the universe, in ways we never thought before possible. So in short, as best I can understand this, and this is something completely new for thinking of scientists, turns out any big object, such as the sun, creates a gravitational field such that way out there, and I'm saying like way further than, say, the Earth is from the sun, there's a focal point where light is being not only bent, but actually magnified. So if you go out to that point, which might be 500 times the distance we are from the sun, so way out there, and you focus a telescope, you're going to see things that are magnified thousands of times. I know it sounds crazy, and we don't even know for sure why it works, but we're experimenting with the concept on the new James Webb Space Telescope. But to really utilize it, we'll have to build a space telescope satellite that can go out 500 times the distance from the sun, way out there, so way past our solar system. Go out there, focus the telescope to whatever we want to look at, and we'll potentially see things we've never seen before. It's an amazing concept. How they discovered it, it's a bunch of scientists, again, that had been working on the James Webb Space Telescope, and they can test, I think, aspects of it using this new space telescope, but they're only testing aspects that can prove it'll work. They're not really testing what's known as a solar gravitational lens. But if this is true, then what it means is we could literally map the galaxy and map the universe potentially by simply putting telescopes way out there in space. Now, we'll have to figure out how to power them, maybe solar wind power or something like that, and then we got to get the radio signals back to Earth that contain the images, so there's a lot of planning being done. But if we can construct those satellites, those telescopes, we'll be able to see things that we've never saw before. They think we'll be able to actually focus on and detect planets. You know, so far up to now, that we haven't really been able to see planets around other stars. We see the effect of the planet. In other words, we can tell through the sun's rotation or the way two suns rotate amongst each other and different things like that. We can detect the presence of a planet, but we haven't actually been able to literally take a picture of a planet orbiting a distant sun, even though we know they're there. With this telescope, using solar gravitational lens, we might actually be able to photograph planets in distant star systems. So I thought this was fascinating. It's something that we're just discovering now, and again, we're doing some research on the concept using the new James Webb Space Telescope that we just launched.
You know, I was doing some back-of-the-envelope arithmetic while you were mentioning this, using the information that you just taught in class. And so, here's what I know. And you know this too, Bert. Light travels 186,000 miles per second, the same as electricity. So electricity and light travel at the same speed, 186,000 miles per second. And that's something that's taught in elementary school, in science class, or it used to be. At that speed, what you're talking about is it would take roughly 40 hours if we sent a signal to that telescope and we said, let's just tweak the focus, it would take 40 hours to send that information to tweak the focus of the telescope. And it would take, take 70 hours to tweak the focus at 186,000 miles a second and 500 times the distance between the sun and the earth. And 140 hours, actually, to tweak it and see if it worked. Now, I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying that is what we're talking about at the speed of 186,000 miles per second. I think it's fascinating, and it absolutely, positively makes sense to me. It really does. Back to you.
Yeah, you know, Vince, you mentioned the speed of light. Let me throw out something at the opposite end of that paradigm. The speed of light comes into focus on Wall Street stock traders. So if you can believe this, hedge funds and electronic trading outfits and different people using their algorithms to do trading in instant fractions of second literally locate into buildings closer to the stock exchange. So given the speed of light, and by the way, it's a little slower through cables because that does slow it down. Like a coaxial cable, it might be only traveling half the speed. They will locate these computers in buildings close to the stock exchange, so by the speed of light, their trade gets to the exchange before someone else's trade will get there, literally because of the speed of light.
I've got a comment about that when we come back. And it's susceptible. I mean, if some hacker wanted to take it down, he'd take a laser pointer and just point it at
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I'm not going to say how to do it, but class, the principle's really easy. And if someone wanted to take down this high-frequency trading system, it could be taken down at the speed of light in less than a second by a hacker. I'm not recommending it. I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying that's just one of the many, many, many things that can be taken down simply because we have allowed technology to be susceptible to hacking and demolition. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, and you wonder why that type of trading is allowed. I mean, well, it's allowed because the firms that are doing it have, bribed the people to be to make it allowed. They claim, oh, it creates arbitrage and liquidity in the system, and to some extent that's true. But think about it just on the surface. What good for society does it do to have these firms getting their trades in milliseconds or in some cases microseconds ahead of another firm?
It's theft. It is absolute theft. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, I don't know if there's probably a more refined word than theft, but what they're doing is they're doing thousands or hundreds of thousands of trades and making tiny profit margins, but they're doing so many of them, they're more or less guaranteed a profit, and they have their algorithms. And they're in terms of trading and day trading, short-term trading, the stock market's a zero-sum game. Now, over the long term in investing, you're investing in companies, so it's different. The odds are in your favor. But in terms of things like this, it's a zero-sum game. So by definition, the money they're making is coming out of everybody else. It's coming out of everyone else's trades and everyone else's investment in the stock market. So I don't think it serves a purpose, but it's allowed that, and it's gone crazy.
By definition, what you said, it's theft. Okay.
Good. Well, you might be right, Vince.
All right. So I'm just going to say it. You know, someone had a laser pointer. They could literally shut this whole thing down in less than a second. Well, actually, it would probably take a rainstorm and a laser pointer. That's all it would take. And this system, this high-frequency insertion between trading customers and the big Wall Street companies would be shut down by the first rainstorm. No kidding. I'm not going to tell you how it would be done, but I'm telling you, it's not that difficult, and no one would be able to find out who did it. That's how susceptible, and it's not just that. It is telecommunication systems. It is all kinds of microwave communication systems. They can all be taken down. All these point-to-point systems can be taken down so easily. And it's terrible, and we've allowed it.
Vince, I'm going to throw something else out there, food for thought for potentially on the next class we do, that, you know, I think we can agree that things have gone downhill in the last 10 or 15 years, and I don't know why, or, you know, there's a lot of explanations, but would you agree we probably need to change direction on how things are going?
They've gone down because of our infinite greed, collective infinite greed and infinite stupidity. But absolutely, we need to change directions.
Yeah.
And we need help. And we need help.
Well, I'm just throwing it out there. You know, they say that we've been visited by, you know, by other civilizations, and they're waiting for us to rise to a point where they can welcome us into galactic community. And, you know, I'm saying this with seriousness. There's, you know, there's a lot of evidence that we've been visited over the years, and they're just waiting for mankind to advance. Well, I'm wondering, with the negative direction we've been going in the last 10 or 15 years, I don't know if we're going to get to that point. Maybe we should ask for help before they give up on us. I don't know. Just throwing that out there, Vince. I know it sounds a little far-fetched, but food for thought that maybe we need some help on this planet, you know, figure out how to protect the environment better and you know, everything growing food better and respecting our fellow man and how to live a better life.
Bert, I've got short comments on what you just said. I and each member of the Finelli family ask for help and guidance in exactly that way every day from our God. And from a perspective of these others welcoming us, why would any entity want to welcome us? We are a plague right now. We are a plague. Just look at China. Just look at the aggression. Just look at the greed. Look at the super yachts. Look at the cruises to nowhere. Look at people vacationing because they're bored, because they have a right. They're under stress, drilling holes through the air, self-driving automobiles crashing into nouns. France had to shut down electric power generation because the reactors are too hot. We're in trouble. We're in serious trouble. Bert, thanks you so much.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.